Well, it's time now for our press review, and the West is being urged to stop selling weapons to Israel by one British paper in particular. It comes in the wake of Israel's attack, which killed several foreign aid workers this week. Deeptika Laurent is here in studio to take us through the reaction.
Well, that British daily, Sharon, is The Independent, and The Independent is not mincing its words today. This is a headline that is on the front of the paper: stop selling arms to Israel now as the world recoils in horror at Israel's reckless conduct of the war in Gaza. We add our voice to 600 legal experts, MPs and military leaders who are demanding that the West stop selling weapons to Israel. It's actually the paper's second such strongly worded front page this week. This was its front page on Wednesday, an almost identical picture with one line: enough. They're calling for an end to the violence. The Guardian, another British paper, meanwhile, focusing on Joe Biden's strong words, his demand for a ceasefire, and in a phone conversation with Benjamin Netanyahu that was reportedly less than 30 minutes long, he told him that the future U.S.'s future support is pinned on Israel protecting civilians in Gaza. It's the strongest rebuke yet from Israel's staunchest ally.
Meanwhile, here in France, Deep Tea, the bullying of a schoolgirl in the south of the country has sparked shock in some of the papers here.
Yeah, that's right. Notably, the regional press today. This is Le Parisien, which is focusing on the violence on its front page and in its edition today. The teenager in southern France was beaten by her classmates earlier this week outside the school. It caps, of course, tumultuous weeks in French schools. You'll remember there were death threats issued against a school principal here in Paris who was enforcing France's no headscarf rule in schools, and renewed concerns, of course, about the role of social media in bullying. The conflict in this case involving this young teenager stemmed allegedly from a fake Snapchat account. And in this editorial today here, Le Parisien's editor is railing against the anonymity of certain social media platforms like Snapchat, as well as its ephemeral nature that the paper says allows perpetrators, even teenagers, to mask their online bullying, which is, of course, unfortunately, often taken out into the real world as well.
On a much lighter note, Deep Tea, we're staying here in France for this last story. Viewers might remember the famous, perhaps, scooter that was used by former President François Hollande to deliver croissants to his lover. It's up for sale.
Yeah, that's right. A decade ago, if you're old enough to remember it, I'm just trying to find the article for you. If you're old enough to remember it, a decade ago, François Hollande, as president, was caught delivering croissants, or political documents, as the Élysée would have you believe, on his scooter to his lover and now wife, Julie Gayet. Now, the pictures were splashed across the French tabloid close, so I don't have the images, unfortunately. It's being auctioned off next month, and the salacious history of the bike is really being played up by auction houses who hope to start bidding at a cool 10 grand. Not bad for a secondhand scooter, Sharon.
Deep Tea, thank you so much for that. That's Deep Tea Laurent with our press review. That's